Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A heat advisory begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Slight chance of thunderstorms today, otherwise mainly sunny skies. Highs level off around 99. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 73.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Board of Education says that they are working behind the scenes to get ready for the upcoming fall school semester for 2024 and have made a decision to not transfer land from USD 115 to USD 113. As KSNC News reports that according to the Board of Education meeting from this week, they have voted 6-3 to deny the petition to transfer roughly 81 square miles of land that currently belong to USD 113 in the Prairie Hills School District to USD 115 to the Nemaha Central School District. According to Danny Zek, the District 1 board member, he did make a statement saying, quote, since this is my district, I've been very fortunate to be in both towns. There's a lot going on and great things going on in both areas to support from the families. And this is hard because both towns are really great. The schools are really great. Good people, good support, good board members, and on and on. But on the other side, I'm going to make a motion that we deny the land transfer petition from 115.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
The Food and Drug Administration is warning about an expanded recall that could have negative impacts on a variety of farm animals that could especially affect farm animals and livestock here in the state of Kansas. As KSNT News reports that according to the FDA, they have announced as of June 10th that the ADM Animal Nutrition is expanding on two previous animal feed recalls that were announced back on March 30th and April 11th. That they say could harm numerous types of cattle and livestock. They say the recall started with high levels of magnesium, sodium, calcium, chloride, and phosphorus in farm feed products that could impact numerous different livestock, including cattle, chickens, equine, goats, lambs, llamas, rabbits, sheep, and swine. They say eating the product could have negative health impacts on the animals that include weight loss or decreased appetite, weak and listless behavior, reduced consumption, increased thirst, reduced feed conversion, diarrhea or watery feces, weakness, and other issues. Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johns. In Grand Island, police are currently investigating after two males reportedly stole a rental car and vandalized the bathroom at the Central Nebraska Regional Airport. The police say the incident happened late Monday evening, but by Tuesday, workers discovered a lockbox was found broken into and the vehicle was stolen. Employees then realized that the men's bathroom had been trashed and several bathroom fixtures had been damaged. Two male suspects were seen on surveillance committing these crimes throughout the building. The vehicle has been recovered, but it was abandoned in Rochester, New York. The investigation is ongoing. In other news, a jury has convicted 41-year-old Lincoln man Joseph Kruger for one count of first-degree murder and one count of use of a weapon to commit a felony earlier this week. Prosecutors allege Kruger stabbed his stepfather, Mark Krueger, on May 7th of 2023. Mark died on his way to the hospital. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
It's Morgan, and I'm here to tell you, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Midwest Kia is the place to be. We'll be celebrating the Kia Summer Sales event all month long. To get into the summer spirit, Midwest Kia is announcing the 100K giveaway. We will discount every new car on the lot for a total of $100,000 in discounts. These discounts can be combined with all rebates and incentives, including new Kias that are marked with a summer sticker and extra discounts up to $1,500. Our team will be celebrating the summer sticker sales event each week with a new theme and the goal of moving our entire new car inventory this month. Remember, every new Kia comes with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and our simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come celebrate the Kia Summer Sticker Sales event with the 100K giveaway all month long at Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Bike Across Kansas travels through Washington into Marshall County Thursday with an overnight stop planned in Frankfort.
Concordia to Frankfort is a 78-mile day for the riders. We will have some that are up and riding very early, and so they will likely be into Frankfort 10:30, 11 o'clock is where I would anticipate our first riders, but the vast majority will arrive that afternoon. And then we'll be staying at the high school there in Frankfort. And I know that I have some communication with local people that there's some things going on downtown that evening. It sounds like there's a band. And we're interested in what Frankfort has. And we're coming in and going to visit for a period and then move on to Houlton the next day.
The annual event is expected to draw some 800 riders this year and will make a lunch stop in Barnes, among other stops in Northeast Kansas communities.
Biking Across Kansas is a tour. Began in 1975 out of Tribune on Highway 96. And for the last 50 years, we have taken riders the distance from Colorado to Missouri every year as an educational and engagement piece that engages with the state and the communities and exercise and just getting people outside.
Thursday night, community band concert series continues 7:30 p.m. in the Kester House Gardens in Marysville, featuring the Marshall County Community Band. The Kester House Museum will host a garden party tea beginning Thursday at 6 before the concert with a selection of sweet and savory treats, $20 per person donation, or $15 each with a group of six or more. For information, phone Sharon Kessinger, 785-927-0523. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly will visit Nemahal County with a visit to Seneca Thursday evening at 5 at the community building. Hosted by the Nemahal County Democrats, the public is welcome to meet the governor, who will share brief comments. The evening is free with no RSVP required. For information, contact Jolene Bloom at 785-336-3641. State Senator Elaine Bowers of Concordia has filed for re-election as 36th District State Senate and will face Republican challenger Robert Bonanita of Lucas in the August 6th primary. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. This is for income-qualified Marshall County residents only. The distribution will include cheese, beef, and pork taco filling. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at Friday's distribution. Please bring along a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. Due to construction in the building, boxes will be handed out on the west side of the Helvering Center, 9 to 11 a.m. Friday, June 14th. Again, this is for income-qualified Marshall County residents. For additional information, phone the Agency on Aging, 562-5522. Marshall County Habitat for Humanity will continue work on the John and Amber Schreiner House south of Frankfort on Saturday beginning 8 a.m. Any and all volunteers are welcome at 2236 Bobcat Lane. For information, contact Robin Rose, 785-556-2040. City of Waterville will have a planned power outage overnight Thursday, 11 p.m. until Friday morning, 5 a.m. for a substation changeover. City of Blue Rapids will have a citywide power outage Friday morning, 2 to 3 a.m. to repair a failing piece of equipment. Summerfield Power will be off Monday, June 17th, 9:30 until 5 for line work and pole replacement. Again, Waterville, overnight Thursday, 11 p.m. through 5 a.m. Blue Rapids, 2 to 3 a.m. Friday. Summerfield, Monday, 9:30 until no later than 5. Melvin E. Sonnyborn, Jr., age 85, of Centralia, passed away June 7th. Funeral service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at the West Centralia Community Church. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Visitation Thursday with the family, 6 until 8 p.m. at the church. Flower funeral home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Sonnyborn. William J. Edwards, age 70, of Marysville, passed away June 6th. Funeral service Friday, 3 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for J. Edwards. Richard F. Stonger, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at his home, 701 South 7th Street in Marysville, with private interment. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Richard Stonger.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory will be in effect from early this afternoon until late this evening. Sunshine early on today, then a slight chance for some scattered showers with their highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. Some scattered showers possible early tonight, then staying mostly clear with their lows in the lower to mid 60s. A slight chance for some rain showers still into Friday, otherwise sunny with their highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely into Friday night, mostly cloudy with their lows in the mid 60s and lower 70s. Still some scattered showers are possible into Saturday, otherwise sunny and breezy with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then scattered showers possible into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. South winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting up to 25. Rain may linger early Sunday morning, then sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 70s. Sunny Monday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 85. Record high on this date, 107. The average low, 64. The record low, 42. Sunset this evening, 8:55. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01. 74 degrees with sunshine this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 13th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Community Players presents Godspell, a funny and touching show filled with poignant parables and classic songs like Day by Day and Turn Back, O Man. Inspired by the Book of Matthew and using techniques like vaudeville, 70s pop, and slapstick, Godspell is a show you won't forget. For tickets, visit our box office or website, BeatriceCommunityPlayers.com.
Hi, this is Crystal with Sunflower Medical Clinic. I want to invite you and your child to participate in free sports physicals Saturday on June 8th and June 15th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Please call us at 785-619-6078 and schedule your appointment today. We are located just off Broadway in downtown Marysville.
From ABC Sports, I'm Daria Albinger before Game 3 of the NBA Finals in Dallas.
Please join us in observing a moment of silence in honor of a true legend, Jerry West.
West passed away at the age of 86. The Hall of Famer won a title with the Lakers and is still the only Finals MVP on a losing team. Once the game tipped off, the Celtics nearly squandered a 21-point lead. Maverick star Luka Doncic fouled out with 4 minutes to go, and Boston held on behind 61 combined points from Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, including a clutch shot late.
Brown on top, holding between the rings. Now goes to his right against Hardaway. Stops, top of the circle, pops the jumper, and connects.
On ESPN Radio, 106-99 the final, Celtics take a commanding 3-0 lead. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final tonight in Edmonton, and the Panthers will look to take a 3-0 lead themselves. Oilers star Connor McDavid says they've been here before.
Our group has willed our way out of situations, and I think we have an opportunity to do that here.
In San Diego, Donovan Solano and Jackson Merrill were the offense for the Padres, hitting two homers apiece, including a Merrill blast in the ninth to walk off the Athletics on back-to-back nights.
Swings at the first pitch, sends it in the air, deep down the right field line, towards the porch, gonna go!
On KWFN, 5-4 the final. In Milwaukee, a 5-run sixth inning by the Brewers was capped by a Willy Adames 2-run shot.
High fly ball deep center field. Varsho's back. Track. Bye-bye baseball.
On WTMJ, Brewers edge the Blue Jays 5-4. Seven-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame on Wednesday night. Daria Albinger, ABC Sports.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Don't miss the annual Washington County Rodeo coming up Friday and Saturday, June 14th and 15th, with a free pork burger meal Friday at 5. Mutton busting for the kids ages 3 to 7 both nights. Businessmen steer rotting Friday and a stick horse race for those through age 9 Saturday night. Advanced discount tickets and raffle tickets are available at United Bank and Trust in Washington, both Washington Vet Clinics and the CJ Express in Marysville. Full details on the Washington County Rodeo-Kansas Facebook page. Don't miss it Friday and Saturday, June 14th and 15th at the Washington County Fairgrounds.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A consumer price index suggesting cooler inflation drove two major stock indexes to record highs Wednesday. The S&P 500 added 0.85%. The NASDAQ composite soared more than 1.5%. The Dow Jones was not impressed. It gave up 0.1%. The Federal Reserve's Board of Governors, seeing progress on inflation, opened the door to lower interest rates after wrapping up its latest two-day meeting. But after holding rates where they are again, the Fed signaled that just one reduction is likely this year. Shares in Tesla jumped overnight after company founder Elon Musk predicted that shareholders will approve his controversial $56 billion pay package. He also anticipates that shareholders will okay moving Tesla's headquarters from California to Texas. With the start of the Summer Olympics just 6 weeks away, U.S. travel agencies say they're seeing little demand for bookings to Paris. Despite that, room rates have doubled or tripled in the French capital. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
If you're mechanically inclined and like working with your hands, like seeing a finished product, Landall in Marysville is looking for you. currently hiring welders, assembly, paint, material handlers, fabrication, maintenance, and over-the-road drivers. Competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus based on your gross weekly wage, excellent benefits package including comprehensive health and life insurance, paid time off and holidays, gas allowance to drive to work, and profit sharing. Apply online at Landall.com today or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
Good Thursday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information, only here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as things inch closer to the opening bell here on this Thursday day of trade, now June 13th of 2024, let's first give you a quick recap of how things finished up yesterday. It was a very volatile day in the wheat, much lower numbers there, and mostly mixed in the grains and oilseeds overall, mixed in the livestock as well. The light spot was certainly the hogs. June lean hogs finished up 7 cents to 92.02 per hundredweight. That June contract is soon to set to expire. July up $1.42 at $93.70. The low spot was certainly the cattle markets. June live cattle finished down a dime at $183.65. August down to $178.32. That was 60 cents lower. And some weakness for the feeders as well. August feeder cattle down 7 cents at $257.57. September down 20 at $258.47. Into the grains and oilseeds, we'll take a peek through the overnight pre-trading session here in just a moment. But again, quickly to recap yesterday, it was a very tough day in the wheat market. All three Chicago, spring, Kansas City wheat were double-digit lower. I can imagine more continued volatility today. I don't think we'll see quite the gains as what they lost yesterday, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them slightly higher today, especially in Chicago in spring. As for Kansas City wheat, though, I can imagine maybe a bit of pressure once again. However, through the overnight session, July KC wheat up a half at 637 and three quarter. September up a half at 650 and three quarter cent. Oats are a little bit weaker this morning. July's down three quarter cent at 330, and corn is slightly higher. July corn up 3.5 to 457 and three quarter. September to 460. That's up 3.25 cents. Soybeans are mixed this morning. Quite a bit of choppy two-sided trade early on here through the overnights. July currently unchanged actually at 177.25 cents. August though down 3/4 cents at 11.66. July soy meals up 180 at 3.62, and July soy oil down 26 points at 43.53. Mixed in the cotton as well. July cotton up 5 points at 71.79, and the dollar index back up 27 points at 104.88.
Midwest Land and Home is holding a land auction Tuesday, June 18th, 10 a.m. at the Centralia Community Center. Selling will be 80 acres of farmland with CRP acreage located 3.5 miles south of Vermilion. Property consists of 69 DCP acres with 26 CRP, offering incredible crop production potential and recreational hunting habitats. Online bidders must register no later than 12 p.m. Sunday, June 16th. 80 acres of pristine Marshall County land for sale Tuesday, June 18th at the Centralia Community Center. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Dankenbring at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust Midwest.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Kansas corn producers face a lot of different pests throughout the growing season, including the corn earworm, which has developed resistance to certain BT corn hybrids. K-State Extension entomologist Anthony Zukoff explains why corn earworm has become such a problem, what they look like, and how they inflict damage.
There are also developing BT resistance issues with corn earworm. So there are BT hybrids that control corn earworm, just like there are BT hybrids that control corn rootworm. And so corn earworm is a moth. It's a kind of a boring tan moth as an adult. And the pest stage for corn earworm is going to be the caterpillar. So the adult moths are flying around fields as silking starts. And they're laying eggs on those silks, and those eggs are going to hatch, and the caterpillars will go into those ears and start feeding on developing corn kernels. And so they're, you know, destroying corn kernels directly, so that's going to, you know, hit yield. But then also as they're feeding, they're opening up those developing ears to fungal infections, which will further cause yield losses. And one of the biggest tools we've had to combat corn earworm, just like corn rootworm, is BT corn hybrids, and they've worked very well for a long time.
He discusses more on their resistance, how producers should monitor corn earworms, and crop rotation.
There are now evidence to show that resistance to BT corn is present in corn earworms. We have seen some evidence of that in Kansas as well, so it's something that producers should be aware of. So if you're using a BT hybrid that is supposed to be controlling earworm, I encourage you to get out in the field around early milk developmental stage with those ears. Look at 30 to 50 ears, just pull those tips of the husk back and see if you see live caterpillars. So if it's a BT plant that's supposed to control corn earworm and you're seeing live active caterpillars that are a half inch or more, you might want to rotate your hybrid next season. So this particular pest, since it has so many other hosts in the landscape, it could be a pest of even rotated cornfields. It just depends on the population that year in the landscape.
Zukoff relays another corn earworm management method and one of its associated challenges.
Historically, before BT corn for corn earworm, folks could do aerial or foliar applications when tassel starts, but it was very challenging to time that spray correctly because the adults emerge over a very prolonged amount of time, and they're laying eggs over a very long amount of time. So often it will require multiple field sprays to reduce corn earworm damage. So not very economical.
That was Kansas State University Extension entomologist Anthony Zukoff on the cause of more corn earworms this spring and how to control them. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Years of high maintenance upkeep is not what most people bargained for when adding a tree to their landscape. A look at potentially troublesome timber today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 13th. It is the 165th day of the year, and actor Chris Evans has a birthday. If you'll be adding a tree to your landscape this year, you might like to know which species are considered troublesome to have around. Topping the list for many is the catalpa tree. It sheds leaves year-round, but more problematic are the worms it tends to host. It's often called the fish bait tree. Sweet gum trees are attractive, but they ooze sap that seems to stick to everything. Plus, they shed huge gum balls that are hazardous to both ankles and lawnmowers. And a tree that produces delicious pecan nuts seems like a good thing, but pecan trees are notoriously brittle. You'll be endlessly picking up fallen branches. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
731 from KNDY 75 with sunshine, and we may see highs near the century mark today ahead of a cold front that may prompt some thunderstorms. Could be some gusty winds, some hail with late afternoon, evening thunderstorms. Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They expect well over 350 head of cattle with that many on consignment already. The coal sell at 10 a.m. This is a dairy influence sale today. 15 running age fall crossbred cows, 15 running age heavy bred cows, bred Angus, 5 running age fall bred cows, bred Red Angus, 9 running age fall bred cows, plus 24 Holstein steers weighing 200 to 600 pounds, 45 weighing in at 4 to 6, 85 Holstein steers 5 to 6, and 10 weighing 5 to 650. Plus 6 mixed bulls and heifers weighing 4 to 6, 45 mixed steers and heifers 5.5 to 7, 25 mixed heifers 600 to 650 pounds, and 70 mixed heifers weighing 750 to 8. Those early consignment listings for a dairy influence sale. Coal selling at 10 a.m. this morning at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. No sale next Thursday on the summer schedule.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are on game number 4 of the New York Yankees as they wrap up this series with a pitch in the day game today, starting at 1 p.m. before heading back on the road starting tomorrow as they take on the Los Angeles Dodgers for a 3-game series, then heading out to Oakland to take on the Athletics. It's been a rocky stint for the Royals with the New York Yankees as they continue to drop in the American League Central, with that gap widening between them and that number 1 slot in the league with the Cleveland Guardians, where they sit at 43-22. The Royals are at now 39-29. In other news, the Men's College World Series is set to get underway with preliminary games starting on Friday tomorrow, with the brackets being set across the nation as North Carolina starts off the series taking on Virginia, Tennessee taking on Florida State, Kentucky is set to square up against North Carolina State, with Texas A&M and Florida squaring off. Each game is double elimination with a 3-game series against each team. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion baseball team split a pair at Concordia Wednesday, dropping the opener 11-8, winning the nightcap 18-17 in a slugfest. Marysville post 163 Legion baseball team at Hebron in tournament play June 15th and 16th.
KNDY.